الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. When we read the Quran, we come across some concepts which are repeated quite often. Some ahkam, ahkam يعني rulings, they are mentioned once or few times, but some of the principles are repeated. They are repeated so that we know the importance and the value of it. They are repeated so that we have a reminder. If you forget, Allah Azza wa Jal, He reminds. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, indeed Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who make tawbah a lot. يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. He loves tawwabin, those who make tawbah a lot. Yani tawbah after tawbah, tawbah after tawbah. Istighfar after istighfar, istighfar after istighfar. Allah Azza wa Jal loves such people. Obviously, if Allah Azza wa Jal loves somebody, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives them. If Allah Azza wa Jal loves somebody, Allah accepts them. If Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves somebody, that means Allah Azza wa Jal would help them. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would make their life easier. Allah Azza wa Jal would make their akhirah easier. So these are all consequences. Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves those who make tawbah a lot. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And He loves those who purify themselves. Tahara, we use the word tahara. Tahara yani purification, purifying oneself. Tatahur has the meaning of exaggeration, mubalagha. Yani those who purify themselves a lot. Because tuhur, tahara, the root words are three. Tahara. Tatahur has more words. So when the words are more, the meaning should be stronger. The meaning should be heavier. So tatahur is those who purify themselves a lot. Those who pay attention to the purification. Those who exaggerate when they purify. Tahara is one of those principles in Islam which is repeated many times in the Quran and in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one way or another. Obviously, we have the ahkam of wudu, ahkam of tayammum. This is all related to tahara. Wudu and tayammum for tahara. Minor, you know, impurity. So we make wudu and we get rid of impurity. Major impurity, we make ghusl. Ghusl is tahara from al-hadath al-akbar, major impurity. There is tahara of badan, purification of the body. But it is not only restricted to the tahara of badan, to the body. We are required to have our surroundings tahir. So we have taharatul thawb, our clothes, they must be tahir. The place where we pray must be tahir. That's why we keep the masjid clean. And there is a great virtue for those who keep the masjid clean. And those who establish the masjid, it is a sign of iman. Innama ya'muru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Indeed, only those establish the masajid of Allah who believe in Allah and in the last day. Because people who don't believe in Allah in the last day, why would they establish a masjid? And why would they keep the masjid up and running? Why would they keep the masjid clean? Establishing the masjid is the construction of the masjid, but that is one of establishing the masjid is to keep it up and running so that it can achieve the purpose for which it was constructed. Construction is something, imara is something else. Bina, you make it once, or after long period of time we do repairs. But imara is to keep it alive, keep it ma'mur. Obviously, those who believe in Allah in the last day, they will make the masjid alive. So this is a sign of iman. So tahara is a sign of iman, tahara of the masjid. And that's why we are also required to keep our homes clean. The Yahud of Medina, they used to throw rubbish in their front yard, courtyard. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that we should not keep our courtyards like them, dirty, with lot of rubbish. Our courtyard should be clean. If the courtyard is clean, what about the house where we stay most of the time? We don't sit in the courtyard much often. We just pass by. So the place where we pass by, if it is clean, what about the place where we stay, where we sit, where we eat, where we pray, where we sleep? It must be clean. So much so that even if it is already clean, before we go to bed, we are told to dust the bed, you know, shake the blanket, move it, even if it is clean. You never know, something might just come. Tahara is everywhere, but tahara moves from the physical tahara to tahara manaviya as well, the inner tahara, tahara of ruh, purification of the soul. And this is, we find it in many places in the Quran, in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I was speaking about the homes, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we should not keep the dogs, because malaika do not enter a house where there is a dog. Malaika, angels, do not enter a house where there is a dog, because dog is impurity and malaikas are pure. They don't go together. Purity and impurity don't go together. You want to keep the place welcoming for malaika, well, keep it free from dog. Angels do not enter a house where there is a dog or where there are photos, tasawir. People keep photos. Wedding happened 20 years ago, but photos right in the living room, right? In many families, women do parda, women do hijab, but they will keep their photos at the front. Where is the hijab then? Malaika do not enter a house where there are photos. So the house should be purified. Malaika bring rahmah, angels, they bring sakina. Malaika, they bring barakah. So if our homes are welcoming malaika, where we are welcoming rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are making ourselves receptive of the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do not prepare the home, that means we are blocking. Right? Many times, when people have any problems in their business, or when people have problems in their family, the immediate thing people think of, oh, somebody might have done black magic. Somebody, well, magic is there. No one can deny that. It is there. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. When the two angels, they descended in Babylon, in Iraq, Harut and Marut, people used to learn from them what would segregate, what would separate husband and wife. That was a fitna. That was a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So people are interested to learn how they can separate husband and wife. Well, learn how you can bring them together. If you want to learn how you keep the families together. So that is there. But not every problem we have in our life is because of magic. Not every problem somebody has in his business is because somebody is doing hasad. or somebody has done something evil to him. Not because of that. Many of the problems that we have in our life, they are because of our own deeds. We are responsible ourselves. We are responsible for the problems we have in our life. How come? Well, Allah says in the Quran, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. Fasad, mischief. You have salah, you have fasad. Salah, everything is smooth, everything is going nice. Everything is working the way it should work. Everything is in order. Fasad is disorder. Fasad is corruption. Fasad is mischief. If people go again with the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal in alignment, well, you have salah. People go against the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal or neglect the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fasad, mischief. Mischief. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Fasad is prevalent on the land and also in the sea. Subhanallah. Our a'mal, they have effect on the land and also in the sea. So fasad is ظاهر, is prevalent because بما كسبت أيدي الناس, because what people do, because what we do. So if we have problems in our life, it is most likely that it is because of our own deeds. If there is no barakah in our homes, probably because of our own deeds. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Burika li ummati fi bukuriha. The meaning of the hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal has placed barakah for my ummah in the early hours. Allah placed barakah for my ummah in the early hours. That's why the ulama, they did not like sleeping in the early hours. For example, say, at night you could not sleep properly. We are a human being. We need to catch up with our sleep. So the time after Fajr is not time for the sleep. After Fajr is the time for distributing the risk. Allah is distributing risk. That is the time to remain awake. Stay awake, you know, for another half an hour, not a big deal. Once the sun rises, pray 2 rak'ah or 4 rak'ah ishraq. And now you can sleep. So if there is no barakah, it is perhaps because of our own a'mal. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us again and again in the Quran. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reminded us that we need to purify ourselves. We need to purify our zahir and purify our batin. When we purify our zahir and our batin, we receive barakah in our life. We receive barakah, which is zahir. And we also receive spiritual barakah as well. So there is barakah in our money. There is barakah in our family. There is barakah in our home. Barakah in our business. Barakah in our job. There is that barakah. And there is also barakah ma'naviyya, barakah in our iman, barakah in our a'mal, barakah in our akhlaq, in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who make tawbah a lot. So when we make tawbah after tawbah, tawbah after tawbah, tawbah after tawbah, istighfar after istighfar, istighfar after istighfar, then we purify ourselves. We purify ourselves. And when we purify ourselves, then we
we receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We yuhibbul mutatahirin, and Allah loves those who purify themselves a lot. I remember during COVID, especially in the early days, how many times people used to wash their hands? Just in case, right? How many times people used to use sanitizers? Just in case. Some people phoned me and gave me instructions on the phone from another country. You are in such and such country, and we have heard that there is so much COVID there. Make sure that when you enter home, straight away you go to the bathroom. Half shower, half fresh clothes, and put those clothes immediately in a bag, and then put them in the washing. Somebody phoned me from another country and gave me instructions. Obviously, wash your hands. How many times we have heard? Governments were giving instructions. Wash your hands. Sanitizers everywhere, right? Like, my hands used to burn because of excessive sanitization. This is for the tahara of zahir, and this is mostly because of waham that we have. We are worried. No, nobody knows. What about the tahara of batin? Tahara of batin requires lot of purification. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Rauf and He is Rahim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He gave us a simple tool, which is istighfar. Make istighfar, Allah will purify you. No matter what you have done. Even if the sins, they reach the sky, Allah forgives. Even if the sin, they are like the foam in the ocean, Allah forgives. May Allah Azza give us tawfiq to make tawbah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to purify ourselves. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.